Yo, so the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and the Future Bachelor podcast only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity or anything like that. This fun podcast, though, may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, you have reached episode 16 of Future Bachelor. Let's
Sweet
go.
16.
Oh!
The kids love it.
Don't ever let anyone step all over you.
So open your heart
and your mind.
Are you doing a challenge? Okay.
Yeah,
you really care. Some Phil Collins drums. Here we go.
Boom, 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 boom.
Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around, say goodbye. Come on.
Till then, baby, are you gonna
let me hold you down until you cry?
Did you know?
These exchanges,
this are going away.
If you hold on for one more day,
can you hold
on for one more day? Things will go your way. Tell them, B. Hold on for one more day. Yes, yes, yes.
What a good throwback.
Yeah, you know how to start off with a vibe. This is Future Bachelor. My name is Cy.
I'm Veronica.
And yes, this is episode 16 of the podcast. Holy crap, sweet 16. And I had to start off with one of my favorite jams, Hold On by Wilson Phillips.
Mm. It's a good song. Did you ever have like a sweet 16, Cy?
Yeah, I actually...
Did you have like a legit sweet 16?
No, I don't know what happened on my 16th birthday. I'm trying to think. I can't remember. I have a terrible memory. Yeah, as far as the podcast goes, not a good story. No, actually what happened on my 16th birthday was all my friends. All right, so my mom told me this, you know, when you're like coming 16, you get your license 16. And you want to drive and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So she was like, hey, Cy, we or
she,
well, she, I wasn't,
she doesn't say
yeah,
Cy.
Yeah, well, she didn't then. She does now. She calls me Cy Money. But she was like,
cute.
Hey, Shashi, we're going to go drive to New York City. And if you want, you can, if you want to come with me to the city, you can drive all the way to New York. And that was like 4 hours like south of where we lived and stuff. So I was like, hell yeah, right after school. But after school, I went over to my friend's house, and all day long, my friends were just treating me like shit. Like all,
oh,
like,
classic,
yeah.
Classic surprise party.
All my friends.
Lead up. Classic. Like, have you never watched a movie?
Like- I mean, no. It was they were like really good at it. And then eventually, like, I went to my friend's house after school, and then what happened? And then they were like, I was like, guys, I got to get home. I got to drive to New York City with my mom. Like, I really am looking forward to, like, driving and all this stuff. And they were just taking a sweet-ass time. And finally, they would drop me off at my house. And they were like, hey, can we come in? Because my mom would always have, like, snacks and stuff. Can we get some, like Gushers or Fruit Roll-Ups or whatever
God,
like that? I know. They're still so good. But, yeah, so then I'm like, whatever. Like, you know, as I'm walking up, they're tripping my feet up. I'm just like.
You're like, wow.
I, like, hated
A-holes,
them.
Yeah.
I hated them so much. And when I walked into the house. There was all my friends just like popping out like of the closets and saying surprise and
surprise.
Stuff. Yeah, so I'm surprised
cute.
I didn't remember that right off the bat.
Yeah,
but,
what the heck?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that was my 16th
yeah,
birthday.
My
so.
16th birthday was not that cool.
Oh, wait.
But I love my 16th birthday. So in my hometown of Naperville, there's this place called Pottery Bayou. It's like a pottery painting place.
Okay. Already doesn't sound that fun.
Okay. Well, I went there for my 8th birthday.
Oh, okay.
And so
okay.
Then I was like, okay, I'm going to go to there for my 16th birthday. So I had all of like mostly the same friends there.
Yeah.
And we were painting stuff. My younger brothers were there painting with us. And my one friends were trying to ask like my younger brothers to turn about dance as a joke. But they like turned her down hard. Like being like, sorry, no.
Yeah.
It was wow. So it's like a running joke. And then I actually, so I waited, you know, so from 16, 8 years after that, it's 24. So I went there right before I came back to Atlanta after being home for like the holidays and stuff for
wow.
Like my 24th birthday.
So this is like actually kind of meaningful for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
sweet 16.
Yeah, man. So wait, great way to start it off with a story. And actually, usually I have a story about Hold On, like are these songs that start
yeah.
off the show. But this one I just always liked since I was a
it's
kid.
A good
it's
song.
Just one of those songs that I was just like, someday somebody's gonna. It's just like one of those songs that over. All right, so before there was internet, you would like walk through the mall and
yeah.
you'd hear a song, and now you could just Shazam it. But and
oh
this is
God.
Before you could just go on the internet and Google the lyrics if you remembered it. So like you would hear a song in the mall and maybe wouldn't hear it for like 3 more years or something until like it came back
until,
on.
Like, or yeah, until you like turned on the radio.
Unless you were with someone who knew that song. You didn't know what that song was. You just knew you loved it and hopefully it came back into your life. But that was just one of them that just like I was like, all right, we need I don't know. I'm really
simpler
feeling these
times.
Intro songs.
Simpler
times for
times,
sure.
Indeed.
For sure. But yeah, so how are you doing? How was your last week, V?
I mean, it was crazy. It was 4th of July because for those of you who listened to us last week, we recorded before 4th of July.
Yes. So that's how dedicated we are. Yep. It came out at 5 p.m. on Thursday. Nothing's going to stop this. Yeah. Good job. I'm really proud of us. I'm actually like dreading the day that I think is coming up where I'm going to be gone like the top of the week up until Thursday. So we're going to have to figure out something.
Oh, boy.
Maybe a little bootleg podcast where V like does it with some friend or something like that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I know. It might not be the same, but future Bachelorette
you
episode.
You guys can't see me. But I'm like kind of like doing
freaking
my
out.
Anxious.
Don't worry,
eyes
I'll get you
bit.
Set up with like a nice
it's,
little setup or something.
It's fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
No, don't freak out. But we got that done. 4th of July was insane. I was at a couple different pools. Yeah. I was chilling with my friend.
I ran
Eric.
On 4th of July.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I was like, oh man, I remember. I was with someone that was supposed to actually the night before, I was with someone that was supposed to do the race, went to bed with all intentions of him going to the race, woke up the next morning. Didn't go to the race, so he just like wasted $40 on like the, you know, all that. But then we ended up just chilling at the pool.
I chilled at the pool for the majority
rooftop.
Of the day.
It was dope. Went to go watch fireworks, mm-hmm. and it started raining immediately.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I was watching and then it was raining because we were watching them from the top of my parking mm-hmm. garage because like we were watching Old Fourth Ward, fireworks. I can't talk.
Yeah.
And actually, like I clicked in. Our boy Alex, because so he could park in my garage as well, so he didn't have to like pay for parking or find it or anything. And like he literally got out of the car and they started walking, him and his friends, and they started walking and it started pouring.
Yeah. They eventually did go on, but by that time I was like, all right, I gotta
go
to bed now.
By that time I was inside, but I could see them from my window, so like that was really dope.
Yeah, I don't really care about fireworks, anyways.
We could just watch everybody's freaking Snap stories and Instagram stories because everybody. Post get like
what is that?
That is my biggest pet peeve. Like, no, your firework content is not gonna be any better than anybody else's firework content. We don't need to see it. Like, we don't care.
I think people are just like, I was
reverse
there.
Video. Who would have thought boomerang of it? Whoa! Oh my god!
Game changer. We did that the next day.
rallied hard to freaking kill it.
Kill it at kickball. Our second game went down, and what was the final score?
13-4. We murdered them.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh my god,
dude, I was like really proud of us.
We were like, and honestly, I think the addition of more alcohol made us better.
Yeah, I only had a beer, but I don't know. It helped like with it. I think I'm the official shit talker of the team.
You are. You really, truly are. And that. I'm like kind of nervous because like one of these days you're probably going to get us into like a fight.
Why does everyone say that? I don't understand. I'm just joking. And every time they round first base, they're always like, I'm always joking with them. I'm like, you know, I'm just joking with you, right? You guys don't get to hear that.
See, that's the thing. You say that, you know, I'm joking with you because you know your ass is going to get beat.
No, because they're talking crap too. Mm-hmm. Like the guy this week.
Okay, that guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he was
Did
talking.
Did you know him?
No, that's the whole fun part about talking shit at these
that.
Things you
I
don't
love that.
You don't mean it like I'm not being trying to be mean we're just all just talking smack because it's funny to be serious about a game that shouldn't be that serious so that's my whole take on it. And I've done the other leagues before and acted the same exact way without any of my friends and didn't get my ass kicked. So for all you guys think I'm gonna get my ass kicked, I've lived pretty much the last 15 years of my life without getting in a fight.
Well, God bless it.
Yeah, without having just like shout out to me for not getting my ass kicked. I know how to keep the peace, and I also know how to talk
Lordy.
Shit. But after that, on Friday, I ended up going to Claremont Lounge again.
Everybody following along. This is the third week in a row.
Claremont Lounge is fun, and I'm with the different people every time.
I literally need to go. I feel like I haven't been in so long, so I gotta go back now.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Just take me one of these times.
Go on Friday. I'll probably be there.
Oh, because I can walk there.
Yeah, well, I went.
Just be like, holla at me. Be like, V, I'm headed to
guess where I'm at.
I'll be like, hang on. BRB.
I was with my friends Jay and Christina, who are getting married in New York. So I got to go up to New York for 3 different weddings. But
I saw all your like little invitations.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Like month after month after month.
Yeah,
I gotta
see, all my weddings are in Missouri.
Uh huh. Why Missouri?
Because my friends.
Oh, all the college friends. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I was out with them. Ended up down there, and then went to New Realm in the Beltline on Friday, and then
on Saturday, you mean?
On Saturday, which was still my Friday, and then went out on the lake on Lake Lanier on a boat. My friend Frank from Lake George. We love going out there, and it really reminds me of home. So I wanted to shout out my friend Frank. Shout out to Frank Tierno. Because everyone asked me, like, who do you know with a boat? And I didn't know it was, like,
I'm
that serious.
I'm on a boat. Everyone's but for real, though.
Everyone's, like, so serious about boats here.
Hook a sister up, yeah.
I can only bring out boats are for the boys, they said, so.
That's lame.
I know.
That is sexist as heck.
No, I think it's because he has a girlfriend, so if you feel like she doesn't come, it's just the boys.
All right, well.
So,
anyways, my weekend.
I mean, that's the excuse we're using because none of us had girls to bring, really, so. I hate you, V.
Oh my god.
Anyways, what was your weekend like?
So on Friday I went to go see a friend's band. It's called Suede Cassidy. They're like really
Suede Cassidy, shout out to them.
Yeah, check them out. They have a video up on YouTube. They're like really funky and groovy. I actually think you should listen to their stuff, Si. I think you'll like
I'll
it.
I'll check it out for sure.
They have like a good groove about them. Mm-hmm. The show was really great. It was at the Bakery, it's called. It's this little venue on the southwest side of town, and it's actually right by Monday Night Garage. So we got to go to Monday Night Garage for a little bit.
Is that like comedy improv or something?
Well, that's Monday Night Garage. It's like the Monday Night, the brewery has like 2 locations. They've got the garage, and then they've got the other one. So we got to go there.
That was Dad's garage. I was
Good job.
Yep.
But we got to go there. They had some new beers, and they also had for the first time in there this chicken and waffles like food truck.
Whoa!
And so
I love chicken waffles.
I love chicken and waffles. So yeah, no, that was my Friday. My Saturday, I was just hanging out with my friend David for most of the day because his girlfriend was out of town. Mm. So yeah,
and the cat's away.
The mice will play literally though, because like yeah, there's a lot of like we bought matching little we bought these Sesame Street collab t-shirts with this artist called Cause, and like so we were wearing them and got drinks like one day, and we were like, look at us, we're a little gang, a Sesame Street gang.
I feel like your DP is like what you wish I was with you, but we just accidentally match some days, you know what I'm saying? When I have my handkerchief on. Speaking of which, we actually put on our first IGTV story. So it was a little later than I wanted
looking
to.
Looking real cute, though.
Yes, yes. If you guys want to check out that outfit last week that we're matching in.
Just check it out for the outfit.
Yeah, you know, want to see how we looked.
We're fly.
Yeah,
love
but unfortunately, maybe because we don't have like the a huge, like I think maybe like a huge following or certified
just,
or something.
Maybe they're just rolling that out yet to like big verified brands or
stuff,
something.
We only get 10 minutes, so you get a 10-minute teaser video, but it is
so
actually
then listen
inspired.
To the rest of it.
Yeah.
Hey.
So, but it inspired me to actually release them back on YouTube and see if we can get back out there. So, check out for all that new stuff. But yeah, why don't we get in some?
Let's get into some.
Wait a second.
Get into some.
I can't do it.
Oh,
hold on. Crickets.
That was the slowest quick hit ever.
Yeah, I am I'm not quick today, but but huge announcement for Justin Bieber.
He is engaged. I just hit my nose on the microphone. He is engaged to Hailey Baldwin. Yeah.
Wasn't she just dating Shawn Mendes?
Okay, but no, they both came out from that saying that they weren't dating, that they're just really good friends. And, like, she was, like, very adamant. Okay, but that's when, after that, she came out being, like, I'm single. So I'm kind of, like, just so you got back together with Justin, and then now you're engaged. And, like, of course, Justin posted this whole big post, like, on his Instagram being, like, I'm so happy God led me to you, like, all this stuff. Because he's a big born-again Christian type, you know?
Since when?
Since, like, the past couple years, at least.
Okay.
So like very much so like very heavy on the like the Lord leading me to you kind of deal in this post, and also like
well I think it's because like she goes to church, You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's been doing that. Well, and like him and Selena, when they were back together and stuff like that, they would go to church together.
That's interesting.
I used to do that with my high school boyfriend. We would go to church together.
Oh, that's cute.
It was weird.
It was weird.
We would go to like confessional and shit together.
What the heck?
Yeah. High school V. What a time.
So Justin Bieber's engaged. Sorry to all the women who thought like they were gonna have anything.
Also, like,
wrong.
He doesn't look super great right now. So like, whatever. But
what is so special about Hailey Baldwin? I never got
she
that.
She is a model.
Is she? she's Alec Baldwin's niece.
She's Stephen Baldwin's daughter.
Okay, so they met like when they were like 13 or something.
They met
like
when
that.
They were young. Okay, she actually, like, there's a lot of like funny different like conspiracy theories because there's this old picture of her holding like a Tiger Beat or whatever, like Teen Bop, whatever like those magazines were, like the teen tabloids. And it had like a picture of like Selena and Justin Bieber, like whatever, like why Selena says that like she's not gonna marry Justin, kind of. This is like when they're young and first dating, and she's like holding it like when she was like a teenager, because she's only 21. I mean, he's only 24.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're super old and like he's way older, but like she just you know.
So he was like 17 when he met her.
Yeah.
Or he was 13 and she was 9.
Okay, I don't think it was that old.
Either way, it's just really weird. I just don't get this. No, and just, everyone just getting engaged this, now, Ariana Grande.
It's just like, it's like engagement season. Like, okay, my feed in general, like my of like people I know, acquaintances, colleagues, you know, college friends, whatever, definitely have been seeing a high amount of engagements happening in the past couple months. It's high time because then it's like this nice little like year cycle.
Yeah.
And then you plan for your wedding to be like in the summer. But
I think I want to have a fall wedding.
I don't think I want a summer wedding either if I get married.
Yeah.
But
I like how we're like, ugh, when I get married. But
Of course, I don't know. I have just like, I don't get this, like all these young celebrities like getting engaged so quickly. I feel like it's just like, it's almost like just like a status symbol. Like, I don't even know if they're like trying to do it to almost like solidify a committed relationship. Is like that what they need to do as a celebrity to be like, I'm committed? Is like toss a really expensive ring on it?
Out of like the three engagements we've kind of talked about in the last whatever, think the Bachelor one was going to be the like probably the most like, and like that's not saying much, but I feel like those two will actually get married. I don't see like Justin and them actually getting married. But
so you're talking about Ashley and Jared? Yeah. You think out of Ashley and Jared?
Oh yeah, they're definitely getting married.
Pete Davidson, yeah, they'll probably be.
Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson, like. When the hell would they get married?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Or
especially
Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Give it 1 year and these engagements are going to... And if they do get married within the year, watch that be like... Give it 2 years. I'm telling you, like, it's not going to last.
Yeah,
Young love is just impossible at that level.
It's just like... I mean, as like we've talked about before, like I'm 24 and I don't... Like, woof. I am not out here trying to get married right now.
Yeah, but at least I feel like you're like... I don't know, mature. Like,
I know,
you know,
like celebrities are always known to be like more mature in some ways because like they had to like grow up. I'm doing a lot of air quotes for people who can't see me. They had to like grow up quicker because, you know, they had to like deal with whatever.
I love how you air quoted air quotes. But no, I just don't see it.
But
like
I
they look like
mean.
Babies. They look like babies.
They
just
look
like
babies.
Stupid babies. I don't know.
Stupid babies.
But speaking of engagement. What's it called? Halsey and Jeezy split. So
they broke up, and I loved their greasy selves. I loved them together.
Yeah, that was a good looking
they
couple.
They were good, like greasy, like kind of old school looking. I don't know.
Halsey's hot. She's
Halsey
hot.
Is hot af. Like, yeah. I'm very into her.
I don't like the whole wigs and all that stuff.
I'm really into Jeezy. You know she's mixed.
With what?
Black.
Oh, okay. So what does that mean?
Well, I don't know.
she has hair problems.
Well, she wears a lot of like cornrows and stuff.
I just think
she's got the hair for it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, G-Eazy actually doing a new hairdo, I noticed.
Yeah, he's been like kind of making it a little bit more musty,
spiky
on the sides.
Yeah.
Not as super slicked. I don't know. And he's been wearing more of his like a scruff. He's grown it out a little bit. He looks hot. I don't know. I love G-Eazy.
Okay. Well, you want to go for him?
I mean, I would. Yeah.
You would?
My
just
friend
for him to
actually,
cheat on you?
Okay. He probably would. My friend Maggie Donovan, shout out to Maggie, when she lived down here. And
if
like,
you tell me, I have a story back, about G-Eazy that's coming back, next.
Back when G-Eazy wasn't very big yet, he was like playing at some show around here or something. That was
this
like,
sounds like my story.
Hanging out like, at a party, made out with my friend Maggie.
Okay.
Like hardcore. She's like, yeah, I made out with G-Eazy. And I'm like, because like I was like, I would kill to make out with G-Eazy.
Yeah, well, my friend, and I'm not going to mention any names, but the funny part is like her fiance actually like thinks it's funny. He's like crazy awesome, but she had sex with G-Eazy. I know, right? Is that crazy? And she like straight up like Lucky it was like same story like dying. That like when he was kind of like on the come up, like yeah. went up on the bus or whatever like yeah. that, and it's like, huh, okay. This is a weird
I'm
world
like, I'm like
yeah, so
see, like part of me I feel like in another life I could have been like back in like the day I would have been a great groupie like,
yeah. Back in the day
well no because like I feel like
well you're talking about like hardcore like I'm following
like,
them
back,
on the road
like, in like
and,
the 60s and 70s like all those different like bands they always had like kind of like their sets of women.
Yeah, Almost Famous, you ever see that movie?
No, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So yeah, you know, they split. She seemed really heartbroken about it. It sounds like he cheated on her.
I think there's a lot of fighting, a lot of like, I think there's a lot of like, you know.
Oh, I think he straight up cheated on her.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's doing,
yeah,
he's like doing a lot
of
drugs.
One of the things that the article, and, yeah, and like she was
she
like.
She said pumpkin eater in a tweet.
Yeah.
Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater.
And then.
Yep.
One of the articles I read about it was like very much so like that they had trust issues when they would have to be apart for like tours and stuff. I'm like, because somebody was cheating.
Yeah, definitely.
Trust issues.
I want to kind of talk about well, there's a couple quick hits here that are kind of crazy, but yeah. Future came out with an album. We'll talk about that real quick. It was I haven't actually listened to it.
I haven't listened to it.
But Future the rapper, he talks about the thing I saw mostly was like he tweeted out being like, these youngins need to give me respect.
Yeah.
I'm the one who created this whole, you guys
like
are rapping
genre.
Like me. You guys are my children and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, so
it goes hard.
He's the man in respect.
I've heard like little bits of it and it goes hard. It definitely is like about going hard.
Yeah. Like usually I like one or two Future songs, but
same.
I can't do it. I just can't
it's
do
hard.
It.
It's like, hard. I very
the
much.
The beats usually ride, but.
Exactly. I stand by this point that like, cause Future was at Music Midtown here in Atlanta last year and he is an awful live.
Yeah.
Awful live.
I can picture that.
Because like, yeah, his songs are more about his features a lot of times or him being featured on songs. Oh,
The thing about Future that makes him a really good artist and that's like inspired a lot of people to create music like him is that he freestyles a lot. So that's why all his music sounds auto-tuned is because he's just in the booth singing and humming melodies over beats all day. And then that's how he gets like, because his melodies are actually beautiful. If you get someone like Beyonce to sing it, like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So like that's how he's gotten big. He's like doing tracks like that. But we'll move on to also, we didn't bring it up originally when it happened, but IHOP trolled all of us with
they trolled all of us when they went. Okay, so they changed to IHOB for the B is for burgers, which at first I thought it was gonna be for breakfast because that made sense.
Yeah,
but they did it for burgers and they made it all like we're all about burgers now.
Yeah,
and they trolled us all because they're like JK back to pancakes. Okay, and my thing is like they've always had burgers on the menu.
Did they?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
See,
so
that's the thing. That's the thing.
So
they rather
look like trolls than to say they made a mistake. That's what you're saying.
So they did it more to just like promote the burgers because I guess they wanted to promote new burgers, but they're like nobody's gonna know about our new burgers unless we do something wild.
I don't know if that's good for a company though.
I don't think it is either.
I mean, they straight up were like, "Hey, that one time we like lied about it because like
once I know because they're like running
a new burger promotion."
Yeah.
So
I mean, I was like, this has to be a
I hate
loop.
You, IHOP.
I know.
Don't
even
be
like,
trolling me.
I don't even like IHOP that much. So, like, I'm like not even really butthurt about it. Like, I wouldn't go there for a burger anyways. So.
Yeah, bad promotion. Yeah, you, IHOP.
Yeah.
And then you had something here about ScarJo.
Okay, so she got cast in this movie about a biopic about a transgender man.
Okay, so... So we're going to move quickly on this
we're
one.
We're going to move quickly.
ScarJo should straight up stop going for roles that are
she
not
keeps,
like her.
Because I know exactly. It was the same director who cast her in
the Asian one.
The one where she was, Ghost in a Shell, where she was an Asian woman. So, like, I think she just needs to stop working with that director because, like, he's no good. And then also, like,
and Ghost in the Shell, I don't think did that.
And then
well.
Also, like, I was like, girl, and she, like, she had no good, like, response to it. She, like, so it's kind of like, girl, educate yourself and also stop taking these roles. Like, you are very successful. Stop taking these roles.
True, true. But I will say she wants to probably expand her acting stuff. So it's like,
yeah.
All right, the world we live in, I will stand up for ScarJo, where it's like, you should be able to play whatever kind of character you want as an actress. Or, you know what I'm saying? Secondly, if she's playing a transgender man, that means that she has to, like, the movie has to start with her as a, like, a beautiful woman turning into, transitioning into a man, right? You can't just cast, I don't think, like, a already transgendered man as, like, and try to like play off like he was a woman before and now it's a man, like, you know what I'm saying? So it makes sense to me to cast someone that, like, to act that out. But as far as, like, if you don't, if you're not trying to get this kind of backlash, just, like, avoid, there's, like, a whole bunch of other movies you can make. Go make your, like, Avengers movie by yourself, your solo one or something. You know?
I would love to have a solo Black Widow. Yeah.
But,
Black Widow, yeah, baby.
And lastly, for quick hits, before we get into our kind of, I guess, topic of the week, we kind of have to keep it rolling. We got a huge intro this week. But, Cardi B, we're breaking the news today. You know, I don't know how many other podcasts are going to be saying it because she just had a baby today.
Just today.
Yeah, so congratulations to Cardi B.
When you listen, it will be yesterday. But
yeah, well, whatever. You probably already know. So, and if you don't, she had a baby.
She had her baby. Culture Kiari Cephas.
Wait a second. What did she name? She named her damn daughter Culture.
Culture with a K.
What? I don't understand
culture
these people.
Culture with a K. Culture with a... My thing is, like, okay, so, like, I'm guessing Culture because Offset's Amigos and their albums are Culture, like, do it for the culture. But why the K?
Kim Kardashian.
That's what my friends were saying.
You
like,
would think that, like, black people wouldn't like the letter K because of KKK. Like, that's what I always think about.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know
Jeez,
what I'm saying?
They're 1K away.
Damn, I didn't even think about that either. But that's what I always think about. I'm like, why would they change the C to... Because culture is already, like, a good-looking word. To change
also,
it to,
like,
a K
why
is, like,
doesn't she
lame.
Have more of, like, Cardi's, like, Cardi's culture in there?
Because it's...
Cardi is Dominican?
Whatever it is, I think Cardi is, like, as famous as she is right now and, like, you know, confident she might seem. It's just been a really quick come up from her. She, like, you know.
I mean, yeah. Bodak Yellow was big. Like,
she's probably looking at, like, Offset still as, like, this huge star or something like that and will do anything he says.
I mean,
like,
I have a lot of issues with their relationship. I mean, this is Offset.
I'm pretty sure, like, he cheats on her, like, all the time and stuff.
This is his fourth kid.
Allegedly.
With
fourth kid.
This is his fourth kid.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
All with separate baby mamas.
That's ridiculous.
I want to know, like, how does he pay them out? Like, how does that work? Do they all get money from
him? Little Scrappy, I think, is another one here in Atlanta that has, like, I think, like, seven children with seven.
Jesus,
I don't know if it's Little Scrappy, actually. Somebody here in Atlanta that, like, has seven babies with seven different baby mamas, and he's like, they all work together.
Unreal.
Like, yeah,
it's
but,
like sister wives almost.
Yeah, exactly. Almost at that point, it's like when you got the dude
no
that's making all the money.
No gangster version of
you know?
Sister wives.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to think of something for it, but I can't think of sister. Yeah. Essentially, it gets us into the topic of why the hell are
what
we
are these
naming?
Names?
Why are these parents naming their kids these names that they gotta live with for the rest of their lives?
I know. And this is why I feel like there's a lot more kids maybe of like the Gen Z time or like.
Well, all right. So let me start with myself.
All right, go.
Okay, my parents named me Shushy, Shashi, and they named me after an Indian actor, singer from Bollywood. Ooh. His name was Shashi Kapoor.
Ooh.
And so my mom, like the story they say is my mom really loved him as an actor and wanted to name me after him. And, my name means moon in Marathi. So, I've actually had an Indian girl this past week and be like, you know what your name means? It means moon. I'm like, oh yeah, I knew that. That's pretty cool. So I know one word.
<You're> like
yeah, I'm like, you see, it's full tonight. But yeah, so pretty much growing up, people would either call me Sushi or Yoshi, and I was like the only brown kid around, you know, a whole bunch of like white kids in upstate New York. And so when I got into 10th grade, I changed my name. Like, I pretty much, I mean, it had two meanings. It really was because I was from Staten Island, Psy, and I also took
I forgot that you're from Staten Island.
Yes, and then I took out the middle name of the middle.
Do you feel something close with Pete Davidson?
Yeah, we're both just like Staten Island trash, I guess. But no, no. I actually really love Staten Island, but really also it's the first and last letter of my name, so I just put it together and I was like Psy. And from then on, everyone at the new school called me Psy because I introduced me. So like, they go up to my sister and be like, hey, have you met the new kid, the other brown new kid named Psy? She's like, no. And they're like, yeah, they'd be like, you're your brother Psy. And she's like, what are you talking about? Like, it's like his name is Shashi. Like, so it eventually caught on.
Yeah, because when I met your sister, she never called you Psy.
She calls me by my name. But and in business and everything through my career, it just was Psy. So it's just easy.
It is easy.
Like, they don't even put my last name like everyone else on the company emails. It's just
Psy.
But yeah, so pretty much nice. But yeah, so as being a person that had a weird name growing up and then turning that into a nickname, and now actually being 30 years old, really liking my actual name, it's hard to go back. But
legally changed your name.
No, not legally, but if most people for the majority of my life, like half my life, for the adult half of my life, know me as Psy, and so when people call me by my actual name, it actually sounds weird, but also like nice.
You know, that's why I purposely call him by his, as he's like, oh, Veronica's out here calling me by government name.
Government name, yeah.
I do it on purpose.
Yeah, I mean, that means that they're trying. And shout out to my homie Brett, actually, at work. Yeah, Brett, what's up? He calls me Shashi. Like, he's like,
so
goes
cute.
Out of his way. He's like, morning, Shashi. I'm like, yo, what's up, Brett? And like, ironically, that's my brother's name. But but yeah,
that
so
is really ironic.
I know, isn't it crazy? My name is Shashi and my brother's name is Brett. Yeah, no. my sister's name is Pamela. What happened, Mom and Dad? And then my older sister's name is Preeti, which is like pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so.
Well, they just were really like throwing any
yeah,
kind of
they're
random
names. Yeah,
they were
just like, all right, normal one. All right, Indian one. All right, normal one. But
Pamela could be kind of like Colombian, though.
Well, it's actually, she's named after my late grandmother, who was Pramila. So.
Okay.
They kind of like Americanized that one for her. But yeah, so I appreciate my name and it goes a long way. And I appreciate my parents like have given me a unique name because even Psy is unique. And, you know, growing up, I feel like my whole life has been unique because of a name. Now, if we talk about these celebrities just giving their kids like weird names,
weird
just to name them
like
a pet or something.
Or like whatever.
Who named her kid Apple?
I forget. Is that Gwyneth Paltrow?
Oh, God. That's horrible.
Somebody like that. Like, I don't know. Like,
I was trying to pinpoint who started the weird names trend.
It goes back to like these kids that are now probably like 8 or 9 or 10.
And it was, I would, like,
it was,
I was
like,
trying
like,
to think.
Gwyneth Paltrow's, like Tom Cruise's.
No, I think the original
kind of
one
folks.
Was actually Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Michael Jackson named. I mean, there's probably more before Michael Jackson, but Michael Jackson was the first one to name their kid something crazy where people were like, what? But it got so much attention.
I mean, Blanket isn't that child's real name.
Yeah, it is. Is it not?
No, it's like, I think it's.
No,
like,
I think it is Blanket. I'm pretty sure it is
like,
Blanket.
I thought it was like a nickname. Where I'm,
no,
like,
he
I'm
has a nickname like BG or something like that.
Oh, jeez.
Biggie or something like that. But his name is Blanket. And I think the other one was Paris and the other one was Prince.
Yeah, Paris.
So, yeah. So when he named Blanket, it just was like opened up this like Pandora's box of people just like naming whatever they want their children and stuff. So
no, see, it's Prince Michael Blanket Jackson. That's that child's full name.
Okay. Doesn't matter, though, because his older brother is actually named Prince as well. So he can't go by Prince. He has to go by Blanket. So, yeah. I think originally, too, he used to put, like, blankets over.
Oh, wow. They all have so many names.
I think they used to put blankets over the kids. Like, Michael used to put blankets on them when they're in public and stuff like that, like, to hide their faces. But, so, yeah. And then you got, like,
oh, my God. All of them are actually named Michael. They just have a bajillion other names. I'm reading another article.
That's not weird. Most people have, like, their dad's middle or name as their middle name. But, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West got North. They got Chicago.
Is,
I like North, actually.
I like North. Well, that goes by Nori. That's, like, kind of, like, that's actually
cute. But how are you, what are you supposed to nickname culture? Culty?
Oh. Oh, no.
Cult?
Oh, God, stop.
I don't know what you're supposed to say. Churi?
Oh, God.
That's actually not bad. Churi?
Culture? I don't know. Culture. Tree.
Yeah, but
I don't know. Yeah, what is this baby gonna go by? Is it gonna go by Kiari? Because like, it sh-
That's actually a better name, but I don't know why Culture couldn't have been the middle name. You know, they have like, they're like
Chiari taking... Culture sounds better too. Culture Chiari.
When did it stop being cool to like have like the cool like Culture be like the cool middle name? Like, you know, like my middle name is Money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? It is. You okay? Where's your water? Anyways. But yeah, so oh shoot, but yeah, and also then you have like Jay-Z and Beyonce with Blue Ivy, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, that, I mean, that once again, yeah, that's also so, like, that's why I really think Culture is based off of the
no, they're just naming things after albums that they made. That's stupid.
When you're a rich, famous, vain person, you do what you want.
I just don't know. I just feel like she's gonna grow up and be like, change her name. She's not going to go by Culture.
Or she's just going to grow up and be a stripper. And go by Culture.
Whoa!
Hot take! You heard it here first.
Yeah,
folks.
That's a future Bachelor prediction. I'm speaking of which, we haven't put that. We haven't talked about one in a while. Mm-hmm. But
I'm putting it down. Episode 16.
Jay-Z named, I think, Blue after, because they had given him Jay-Z Blue as a crayon color.
Yeah.
So,
and like because of his blueprint.
And then the Ivy, what was it?
I forget what Ivy was from.
Yeah, I think Blueprint too. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's why they gave him the crayon. I forgot. Mm-hmm. But Ivy was after something. But yeah, so I mean, it's just like really interesting. How do you think the name Veronica affected your life?
Oh, I mean, I love my name.
Yeah, I love your name too. Thank you. It's one of my favorite names. Ugh. I actually have a song with your name. Yeah. No, it's not. Doesn't go like that.
Not like the Elvis Costello song.
No,
people sing that at me all the time.
Yeah, I'll sing you a better one.
Ooh.
But growing up, you know, how do you think that affected your life? Like, if your name was Ashley, would your life be different?
Oh, I think I'd be way different. I remember like my friends and I would always like do different games or whatever, be like, try to give each other what other names could we see for each other. And like, some of my friends are like named Michelle, Nicole, whatever, but they also like, my friend Nicole looks like she could also be a Dawn. She looks like she could be a Dawn.
Funny the way you're like, she looks like she could be a Dawn.
She does, like it would fit her as well.
All right, what would you if you could give me another name, what would it be?
See, that's the thing. Like, I don't think I can. Just, like, I don't really think I could give myself a different name.
Well, I mean, over Veronica, I feel like you could be, like, Vivica or, no, like, you know what I'm saying?
Don't Vivian. Say, and don't say Victoria because I am not a Victoria.
Okay. I could see a Victoria.
No.
But you really couldn't name me another name?
I can't.
If you could give me a white person name, what would you give me?
A white person.
Not like a famous person's child.
It would have
name.
To be... I used to think Zach was like not a common name, but mm-hmm. then I work for who we work for, and everybody is named Zach in our company.
Yeah, shout out to Zach Sims. Our mandatory Zach Sims shout out.
Mandatory Zach Sims. There's actually like three boys in my brother's grade who were named Zach, but like I didn't think that Zach was that common of a name. But
so you think I look like a Zach?
No, you don't.
Okay. I actually don't mind the name Zach. It's Zach Morris is like a pretty cool name. Oh yeah. So
I feel like, or like you would have to be like another like weird, not weird, but like different kind of
just
name,
one.
Like
just
Xavier
name
or something.
Ooh, I like Xavier. Call me X.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Dope.
See, like you have to be something kind of like that.
We'll move on. So yeah, so we kind of like, I thought it was interesting, like, you know, to maybe talk about how names affect us and all that stuff.
And then
so.
I had to throw in really quick, my friend Cassa told me about how one of her high school classmates just named their child Oak Hero.
Oak.
Like the kind of tree.
Oak.
And then with the middle name Hero? What?
Oak? I don't know.
Like, what are you... Think about all... This poor child. Yeah. All the innuendos with wood. What? Yeah. Like, come on.
God forbid if he smokes marijuana.
Oh, God.
It's like, look at you, Oak, smoking your trees.
Trees.
Yeah. Or...
Marijuana.
Yeah, but...
Anywho.
I don't know. Oak... I don't know. People are trying real
hard.
No,
I don't know. I don't think I could be called anything. That's why I'm very specific about my nicknames too. Like, I don't like being called.
You know what's
Ronnie.
Funny though? I sit here and making fun. You don't like what?
I do not like being called Ronnie.
People called you Ronnie.
My resident.
Ronnie.
Yes, just like that. Oh
stop.
My god. Oh my god, just like that. My residents when I was an RA in college.
Jersey Shore.
They would call me Ronnie just like that. They would all like
Ronnie.
And like my mom refused to ever nickname me that because she works with someone named Veronica who went by Ronnie and like was an awful person. And so she's
isn't
like,
it weird though, never. Like how like you get nicknames?
Yeah.
Like
V.
I made up my own, but like people just call you V.
My mother has so many different nicknames for me too.
Like my sister's name is Pamela. They call her Puma. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I'm like,
I get called G by my mom a lot. G? Like G Money. And then, which I don't get, but, and then Princess P, don't know where I don't know. Sissy, that's the typical one.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Those are just make no sense. But, yeah. They all create you.
They're all me.
So, yeah, but I know. I kind of feel like I always want to name my kid something crazy, but then I think about it.
Not crazy, crazy. Like, there's a way to be unique and different that also isn't, like, obnoxious when people add random vowels or consonants into normal
Yeah, just spell names. It normally. Just yeah. If you're going to name it something crazy, just spell it normally. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's way more cool. Like, I don't know why I don't want to, like, name my kid Song. I'd just be like, Song, yo. I don't know why, but it's always like music related or something.
You
want to
name your kid Song?
Yeah, like Clef. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know why. Like, maybe something like to do with music. Maybe like note.
Maybe like a middle name. Maybe like a middle name.
Yeah, all right. Well, maybe I'm telling myself. I'm going to have to listen back to episode 16 when I have a kid. And remember, you know, don't name your kid something like table or something.
Oh,
you know?
Jeez.
Lamp. Are you just naming things that you're looking at right now? Yeah. I love lamp.
Lamp.
So let's talk about, let's get through The Bachelor really quickly.
Yeah, let's do it. So before we even get into this week's ep, Taylor and Derek, who got engaged after Bachelor in Paradise last summer.
Yeah, they were
broke up.
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't. No.
you just know they broke up?
I know that they broke up, yeah. And, like, yeah, if you go to their Instagrams, you'll see, like, they're, like, not in.
That's another one that, like,
I thought they were, I don't know.
She's crazy.
No.
I mean, if you remember,
we're
going
to move on.
No, if you remember that.
Corinne.
She probably was psychoanalyzing it.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we should listen to her podcast and check out what happened.
We should.
Yeah. So let's get into Bachelor. What do we got?
This week, they were in the Bahamas.
Mm.
Which
first time everyone was there.
Yeah, first time, which they were making a big deal out of it. But that's just because I think their budget for this season has been all over the place.
Yeah.
And, like, Chris is like, you've never been in the Bahamas? She's like, no. And he's like, okay, it's, like, really not that hard to get here. But
yo, I don't like this season. I don't think Becca
I
made a good bachelorette.
I don't like this season.
Yeah.
But Becca's outfits were not all awful this week. So, like, round of applause for that
one. We're going to give her a round of applause. Why? What was she wearing?
She wasn't.
Yeah, Becca.
She had a couple of cute plain dresses. There was a couple times that she wasn't in sequins. Mm-hmm. And I was like, praise the good Lord.
Yeah, she had this, like, one white one.
Yes, I liked
shoulder.
That one.
Yeah,
I liked that one. I thought that was sleek on her. She had a couple of cute bathing suits, but we just really realized, like, when I was watching it with my friends that, like, she has no booty.
No, she doesn't.
No booty.
No booty. I noticed that too, and it was like, I don't know why, but it was a kind of a turn off.
It is. Oh. It is. I feel bad saying that, but.
Yeah, I know too, but it's like, yeah.
But it's the truth.
Damn, I know. I feel bad thinking it.
But I know, but here
that's
we
the
are.
Thing about it. Like, all right, so.
I always just feel bad for white girls that don't have butts.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so yeah. Because
I've been blessed.
Yeah, oh, okay. I was just telling Veronica about her tooting her own horn. She always has to be coming here like, don't I look cute?
Like, as RuPaul always says, how the hell are you going
to
love
I understand why RuPaul has to go around asking people.
If you can't love yourself, let me get an amen up in here.
Okay,
amen.
Okay, amen. But goddamn. Like, I like that. Amen, but goddamn. V is like comes in here. She's like, don't I look cute?
Sorry,
it's like,
I'm wearing new clothes. So I really like, I've just been really feeling my outfits this week.
I feel you. I haven't gone shopping in a while. So,
well, my mommy bought these.
Well, they have three one-on-one dates and one group date with three dudes.
Yes. And so next week is hometowns. Mm-hmm. So that last group date was, you know, make or break time. But before they even got there, you know, she gives the first one-on-one date to Colton.
She had a one-on-one with Wills?
No.
Dude, how is she giving these one-on-ones to these guys?
First of all, she gave it to Colton, and Colton has had multiple one-on-one dates. Okay? So Blake is already...
She deserved the bomb that got dropped on her then.
Oh, God.
You could tell, like, it took the wind out of her because...
So finally, they have been building up all season. We, as viewers, have known mm-hmm. that Colton is a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which the fact that ABC uses this as a main plot point blows my frickin' mind because, yeah. like... who
it's no one's business.
Like, it doesn't matter.
That's what I felt kind of icky it watching it. It, like, why it, are the guys talking about it? Like they got to tell her.
Like,
they got to tell
yeah,
her.
Yeah, like, why? It, like, for some people, yes, sex can be really important in a relationship or, like, whatever, but... And whatever, but I also, like, virginity is such a weird thing, and it's usually, like, it's a construct, and it's just, like, whatever, like, who cares? Like, he's gonna end up with Tia anyways.
Like, that's not the point. The point is that, like, what is that, why is that acceptable for, like, you know, a, like, girl's a virgin, this? And that's, like,
well,
oh.
Also, and then, but they also, like, exploit that all the time too, like, oh, she's a virgin, blah blah blah. It's like there's this, it's a double-edged sword, because it's like, okay, people, like, want women to be virgins because they want them to be pure, and, like, if they're not, then they're, like, a slut, and then that, but then it's also like, it's like this weird conquering complex, and then when it's like a man's a virgin, it's all like, oh, he's inexperienced, he's not a real man kind of deal, and all of that's really dumb. Yeah. And really gendered. Yeah. And really, like, archaic.
I think, you know, I think he handled it really well when he broke it down to her. I just think that...
She had a really weird response. Like, she just left the room.
Yeah, I was seeing, like, I was reading up on it, and apparently, like, it was just the editing. Like, she didn't really... She just, like, went to the bathroom. She did get up, though. But sometimes I feel like producers will, like, call, like, say, like, hey, we need to restart the scene or something like that. Yeah. Because, like, of technical issues or whatever. Mm. And they'll do that, make
and
her get
they,
up.
They'll take the B-roll of her, like, waiting out.
Yeah, they'll do all that type of editing and stuff. But
shoot. And you know they have to know that they're playing into that. Like, that's, I think that's my favorite part at the end, when they're like, on, you know, like, after the final rose or whatever, they're like, well, we didn't know. And it's like, no, like, you know, if these cameras are following you as you're, like, going,
you can see them
outside,
running into shadows and
as
stuff.
Like, you're going outside to get air for a prolonged period of time, like,
yeah. No, two things that I picked up on, though, when he was explaining his virginity, he was talking about, he was, like, almost covering his ass when it came to locker room talk. Like, he was like,
yeah,
I would, like, it's like someone's gonna come out and be like, I know he's had sex with people, like, it's because
like,
he lied about
he's like,
it.
I would have to lie about it, and I hate that I had to lie about it, like, blah blah blah, because, like, oh, masculinity is so fragile. When you play football, everybody has to be banging left and right.
Yeah. And then the other thing I had a problem was with that, he didn't really have, like, a reason why he was, except for the
he
fact
just said
that
he was looking for the right heart. Which, like, I know people, like, who are virgins still, or maybe were recently, because, like, they were, like, waiting for the right.
I just kind of feel like a little bit of the way he was positioning it was like, hey, I'm a virgin, but if you pick me, I'm probably going to have sex with you. Like,
yeah.
That's like,
oh,
what it kind of came off at.
Definitely. I think he wanted to make sure he wasn't like, I'm waiting till marriage, because I think he didn't want to, like, put it on her to be like, you have to, like, you have to wait until I propose to you for us to bang.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, she's definitely in it to bang him, because, like, I think one of her things was when she picked him for
that. That's why you could see, like,
the one-on-one date. She's like, because, I mean, he's, look at his abs. And I'm like,
he's like, he could do anything he wants to me.
And I'm like, ah, great. Yeah, it's with the conch diving date. So, like, we're diving for conch shell. It was just all right, so many innuendos, so little time.
Let's cruise through this stuff. We got Blake, who throws a little hissy fit. We're predicting him to be the next Bachelor.
I think he's
going to
be the next Bachelor. He got the final of the one-on-one dates, because Garrett got the second one.
If they're going to pick someone from this class, I feel like.
Yeah. And Garrett, I didn't realize how I didn't know how
I think Leo would be a great Bachelor.
Oh my
though.
God, he'd be so fun. He just seems so sweet. He, like, cared about her. Definitely their connection wasn't there, and that's why he got sent home first.
Yeah, and I didn't like the way he was, like, kissing her, like, while she was, like, talking, like, kissing her shoulder and
stuff
like that.
Yeah, he was trying hard. The connection wasn't there for sure, but
He's definitely a lover.
But he seems like a nice guy.
And so after the 3-on-1, Wills and Leo go home.
Wills, I was shocked. Wills has been nothing but great to her this entire season, especially when she had to deal with, like, the douchebags like Chris and Jordan, and, like, he, like, kind of was a buffer between them at different points throughout the season, and he looks like he's one of the best kissers on the show, like, girl, and he just, like, he, like, loved her. He was, like, falling in love with her. And she's like, bye-bye. And he, like, cried a bunch. Went, like, he made them stop the car on his, like, way out so he could, like, get out and cry for a little. I was like, Wills, let me love you.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I knew that she wasn't going to pick a black person.
I knew she wasn't either. I knew she wasn't either.
It just sucks. It just sucks, like, you know. But I think it would have been game-changing to go home and see that. That would have been I think she, maybe she wasn't ready to go see like a whole black family or something, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I know, because like I thought she
and maybe she like also felt like she was super invested in what's his name?
Jason. Yeah,
you know,
they
had
a good couple of good dates.
And
like,
she did
right kind of
jack
this.
Him up by throwing him on this, like, you know,
yeah,
3-on-1.
Honestly, I just wanted, like, I didn't even think Garrett should have been on, like, a 1-on-1. I just was over it.
Yeah, and Garrett's just whack as hell. Yeah. Like, I hate his story. But that's pretty much it for Bachelor News. Let's talk about some new music that dropped.
Yes.
Last week was all about Scorpion and Drake. Mm-hmm. Everyone was bumping it. But this week, you actually, this is exclusive. Like, we heard our slapper of the week this week from, minutes before
the show started. I helped with the come up of this one. But
we were going to, Justin Timberlake came out with a new song called Soulmate.
It's good. Yeah. And I definitely had that on my list, too. And then
Childish
just dropped this right in our laps.
Yeah, it's called The Summer Pack, and it came with two singles about summer. One of them was called Feels Like Summer. But
Our slapper
of the week is actually really good, and it's called Summertime Magic by Childish Gambino.
It's
so,
a body rolling, kind of baby making, but like fun party song.
This is
going to
be the second time we hear this song, so probably the first time you guys are hearing it too. So if you like it, give us some feedback and let us know what you think of it, because like we kind of just on a dime dropped this, and we're going to be like, this is our slapper of the week. So without further ado, let's just get right into it, right?
Yeah.
All right, Summertime Magic by Childish Gambino.
Slapper of the week.
This song slaps.
Future Bachelor, you know we got that slapper.
The kids, they love it.
You feel like summertime.
Yeah.
You took this heart of mine.
Woo!
You'll be my Valentine.
Let go! Let's go!
You are my only one. Just dancing, having fun. Out in the shining sun of the summer. Of the summer. Do love me, do love me, do. Do love me, do love me, do.
Like, right?
Do love me, do love me, do. Summertime Magic by Childish Gambino, our slapper of the week, introduced to me by V this week. Holy cow.
I know. Wow, I'm like, ugh, that's like, that's
I know, it was
side.
A good vibe. It's a good vibe right there. Yeah, so I was surprised too, because like, you're talking about this next Childish Gambino album being like his retirement album. And I can't see this guy not wanting to like make music, because he's so good at it and getting better. So
yeah.
Shout out to the boy dropping music. You know, we had to do it for our boy that created a show around Atlanta. That's pretty cool. I still got to check out the second season.
You got to, dude. It's
good. It's not on Hulu yet. I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Only first season. But, yeah, so let's get into a couple shout-outs. You had one, right?
Yeah, so to my friend Michelle Mabry, she is one of my Vixen dance pals. We go to the same dance class.
Yeah, Michelle! Vixen!
She's a big podcast girl, and she started listening to ours. She's like, I don't watch The Bachelor, but I thought I would listen. She's like, you guys are really funny, and I really like it.
Awesome.
So. Shout out to her for listening. Also, she's just awesome because she is like super smart and is in like a trivia league.
Oh, wow.
So like she's like, awesome. I know. Yeah. She like makes money with her trivia team.
Wow. Okay. Well, Michelle, you got an extra spot. Holla at your boy, Cy. I'm great with that trivia, especially when it comes to pop culture and Bachelor news.
Yeah. Pop culture, hip hop, music,
everything.
We got it.
We got the gamut. So yeah, my shout out, actually, I want to shout out my boy, Ryan Dunleavy. Ryo! When I went up to the Mohegan Sun up in Connecticut, it was for his bachelor party.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So he is probably turning 31, 32 or whatever, but he's the first one that's getting married out of the three I have to go to up in New York. At the end of the month, I'll be heading up to Lake George, and that might be the week that I might not be here for a recording. So we'll have to see. I love the anxiety. I just want to shout out my boy Ryan, dude. He's been one of my best friends since, you know, high school, since I became Cy. So just wanted to give a shout out to him and his fiance, soon to be wife, Lauren. So, it's been kind of a crazy week. It feels like it's been a long time
like
since
it's
we recorded.
Been so long.
We had a
like
lot
we
of weekends.
Through, two weekends.
Yeah, with the 4th of July and everything. But I want to shout out all the people that got their stickers.
Yeah.
We like I said, we just dropped our first IGTV tees, we're calling them. So
TVTs.
Pretty much, that's cute. I'm trying to figure out when still is a good day to put them out. Is it like maybe on Friday or the day before we drop a new one or whatever like that to remind you? But I'm also trying to get back on YouTube with the videos. Shout out to the people that got their stickers and throwing us ideas and hitting us up. Like literally this morning, my friend AJ's girlfriend Zelina, she hit me up on text being like, hey, this is a little late, but your Baychella episode, this was the song that she sang like to celebrate something we were talking about on it. And I remember us talking about her like special dance she did with like dancers and all that. That was a couple episodes ago. So I was like, yo, have you like listened since that episode? She's like, I'm all caught up. I'm like, all
right.
So
yeah, you're like, that's right.
Shout out to AJ and Zelina. Let me know when you heard this shout out, and that'll be a true test if you actually still listen.
Pop quiz.
No, she listens. She ain't a liar. I really love it. I really want to keep telling you guys, subscribe, do a review, rate us on the podcast.
Follow us on Instagram.
On Instagram is a dope place to connect with us. You can easily talk to us on Instagram
and catch up with everything we're doing. New Instagram feature that allows you to like post different questions on your story. We just posted one asking for people to ask us anything.
We're asking you to ask us stuff.
So
what do you want to ask us? Just ask us anything. Hit us up on Instagram at the Future Bachelor, and we're gonna put that's like a best place to get us on, for exclusive or just ask
us
questions.
Usually on there.
I really love you guys that are interacting with us, continuing to listen. Tell a friend. You want a sticker, let me know. We'll get some to you or something. But episode 16 is in a book. There's so much that was in here, and I'm trying not to go over an hour. But
I know.
I feel like we've been doing pretty good about getting this time. But I was looking at our outline today, and there was a lot of stuff that we weren't going to mention. I ended up just throwing in there because it was pretty interesting. So episode 16, Sweet 16 in the books. Dude, we're getting real close to our 20th episode, which is going to be insane.
Oh my God.
I know, it's crazy.
We're just like growing up.
Yeah, so fast, so quick. We're almost the age of. What I'm trying to think of, like, who's 20 right now? The age of these people getting engaged.
I was supposed to say the age of folks getting engaged.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that being said, we'll see you guys next week with episode 17. And we love y'all. And then this has been Future Bachelor. My name is Cy.
I'm Veronica.
And we'll see y'all next week. All right.
Bye.
Deuces. Future Bachelor Podcast.